They've survived terrible trauma, and now survivors of abuse in the Defence Force are hoping they'll be recognised with reparation payments. The framework for a new redress scheme has been released, giving the Defence Force Ombudsman powers to recommend payments to victims of serious abuse. Caroline Winter reports.
For this man, the physical abuse he experienced as a young Navy cadet has haunted him for 45 years.
It was a humiliating experience. I couldn't fend for myself. I was outnumbered. Unfortunately, it was like the Lord of the Flies syndrome. Join in and be part of the punishers, or you're the next victim.
Bob doesn't want us to use his real name. He joined the Navy at 15 and a half in 1972 and was sent to HMAS Lewin in Fremantle, where he endured months of hell.
I was stripped naked, had Bonamy and bleach poured over me. I was beaten with mops and broom handles and left in the shower area to tidy myself up.
Bob left the Navy after 4 years. He's attempted to take his life twice and suffers post-traumatic stress disorder and depression. But now, at 61, the father and grandfather has found some peace.
I had a one-on-one with a Commodore, and he apologised on behalf of Navy and gave me a written letter with their apology.
It's that recognition many survivors are after, and what the Defence Abuse Response Task Force, or DART, which ran from 2012 until March last year, provided. But Bob was among those that filed a claim too late, didn't know DART existed, or their abuse happened outside the reporting period.
It was gut-wrenching in a way, because I knew that there were more people out there who were victims.
Abuse allegations like Bob's are now handled by the Defence Force Ombudsman. Since December 2016, the office has received 244 sexual, physical and harassment reports from former and serving Defence Force personnel. But the Ombudsman's role has now been expanded, with almost $20 million set aside for reparation payments to victims of serious abuse. Adair Donaldson from Donaldson Law has worked with defence abuse victims for 20 years. He says this less restrictive scheme gives abuse victims, including those who were children at the time, a second chance for recognition.
They've been living with the horrors of the child abuse, who previously were simply unaware of even the existence of the original DART scheme. To have another scheme that will allow them to get that acknowledgement and a reparation amount, I think is very positive.
Survivors can make claims for abuse that happened on or before the 30th of June 2014.
Caroline Winter reporting.